This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you? Happy Tuesday. Hope things are going well for you. Whatever is on your mind, we welcome your calls on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Literally anything. Can be anything. Something we don't mention often, but when we say What's on Your Mind, we literally mean the show is for you to tell us what is on your mind. And if you'd like us talking about something different than we are, or you have something you want to get in, we'll Weave it in. Give us a call. It's fine. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour tomorrow on the program after a busy day today in Congress, including a meeting with the president tonight and the beginning of decisions on which immigration plan has enough votes to get across the finish line. So we'll have a lot to cover with him on the program. It'll all be tomorrow. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with Kenny Grainer about a very important issue to North Dakota on tariff and trade. He was part of the delegation at the White House with a number of ag leaders last week. I guess that was a Friday morning, so we'll get his takeaway on that and welcome your calls for him as well coming up on the program. And in the meantime, we've been covering a number of things related to the president's visit tomorrow. Here's a little bit of news I've picked up from a few different sources. Evidently, I don't know the exact number, but evidently the number of requests for tickets has already exceeded what Shields Arena in Fargo will hold. I tell you that for two reasons. One, if you haven't yet got your tickets, you need to do this. And KFIRE's website, AM1100 The Flag website, Facebook pages, we've got a number of places for you to sign up for that. It's pretty simple. Put your name in, put a telephone number in, and you get two tickets per telephone number. You get a code back, basically, to put in, and then you get a barcode that you'll use as your ticket. I guess you can either print that sheet with the barcode so you have the actual ticket, which probably isn't a bad idea, rather than trying to find the text in a week and a day. Which for me could be challenging, Todd, because we get a few texts on the program, as you well know. So do you.
A couple, two or three, yeah.
Yeah, so we got a lot of texts on there. But anyway, so get that ticket reserved, okay? If you haven't done it yet, do it. Now, so the question is, will everybody that's asked for tickets, get in? My understanding is they have a formula of, how many people generally, the percentages they know from doing all these, how many people sign up, show up. So they'll as long as they're taking tickets and you get there, you're going to get in, is what I'm being told. So there is also the possibility that this could go to the Fargo Dome. I called yesterday Rob Sobolek, general manager of the Fargo Dome, and I asked him, I said, okay, here's the deal. Have you been asked? And he said, no. I said, well, I'm hearing you're a possible backup. He said, well, if I am, we're not there. I said, are you available? He said, well, we could be. They've got some things like that weekend, so they'd have to do kind of an expedited setup for that, and they'd have to remove the turf. But that's just a typical negotiation that they do for the facility. So I'd personally love to see it go there. And if not this time, maybe next time. But, Donald Trump could fill the Fargo Dome. Does anybody anywhere doubt that? Todd, does that sound like a crazy statement to you when I say
absolutely not.
No, I mean, Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, there's enough people to come see Donald Trump in Trump country that he'd absolutely 100% fill the Fargo Dome.
Think about how many people paid to see Donald Trump in Bismarck when he was a candidate, mind you.
Very good point.
Remember that? I mean,
yeah, exactly. And they had way more requests than they were able to accommodate. And you're right, they were paying for those tickets because it was added security that was necessary for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference event with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. So, very good point. So, anyway, I just want to give you the update. Again, the trip of Donald Trump. He's going to be in Minnesota tomorrow, be in Duluth. But 1 week from tomorrow, the 27th, he will be in Fargo. Donald Trump, Fargo, the 27th. Shields Arena. Get tickets. Go to AM1100 The Flag. Go to kfire.com. find the link, sign up, okay? Do it, do it, do it. Got to do it. All right. The other thing that we've been talking about a little bit today is the rule of law being under attack in a political argument. And please understand this is a political argument. This is not about how we treat illegal immigrants trying to sneak across the border. It isn't, because we separate children from parents all the time when there is a unlawful act in the middle of it. It happens. It's sad. And there are ways to avoid it. Port of entry for asylum. After crossing, being caught, being separated, parents have the opportunity to be reunited with their children and go back. So if they are not currently with their children, it's their choice on many fronts. Okay? Nonetheless, that's the facts of an argument. This is not about that. This is about using a scene and you know, recordings and video and stories to make this look as though it's a horrific conditions down there, all of which is not true, for a political argument, which to me is sickening, that there are Democrats out there that want to use this story against Republicans for political gain. That's what's happening. Why is it happening? Because of our economy, because of North Korea, because of this Inspector General report that Trey Gowdy just did a fabulous job of picking apart, especially to this question of bias. Boy, the more you hear in this, the worse it gets. The deep state is alive and well, isn't it? My question is the politics of this working enough that you think there should be an effort to change it, to change the policy? Or should it stay just exactly as it is? Question I have for you today on the program. Jeff on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Good program as always. First time caller, long time listener.
Well, thank you very much.
On my mind was Heidi Heitkamp. I went to the North Dakota Sports Hall of Fame banquet in Jamestown on Saturday to honor a couple of my old teammates. And lo and behold, the illustrious progressive senator's got to be on stage and give her feel of athletics, of which I don't know if she knows other than political gymnastics of lying. And where were the other Republicans, Hovind or Cramer? I guess I paid $35. They sure didn't want to listen to Heidi talk.
You know, you're the second person that's raised that issue today. I don't know. I don't know, you know, if others were invited. I don't know. I mean, if I were the Sports Hall of Fame, given the fact that it's the Sports Hall of Fame, I think at this point in a political cycle, I'd probably say we're not going to have anybody that's a politician, just because we're going to make somebody mad one way or the other. So that's what I would do if I was in that position. You know, again, in a sports event, it'd be a different thing if it's something related to politics or whatever, but it seems like an odd choice. But I don't know. I don't know if the others were invited. I don't know the answer to that. We'll ask Congressman Cramer tomorrow, though, because others have brought that up. So,
yeah, you know, and then granted, the paper takes a picture and got a lister. You know, she's in the front there and gets some publicity. You know, I guess I wanted to go to the Sports Hall of Fame. I didn't want to listen to her see politicians, I guess. But it is what it is. But I guess it just kind of torqued me off, so.
You're probably not alone there, and I will say this. The Heitkamp camp is, they're very good at the photo op. They're very good at looking to be a lot of places where there's limited ability to converse with anyone other than hand-picked or hand-invited individuals, and then have it, you know, look in the paper like, oh, she's there, but, you know. Again, that's sort of the politics of old, where you can kind of just photo op it. The rubber has to meet the road in North Dakota, and that's where I think that's why our numbers are slipping.
Yeah. And it was bad enough. I understand her brother. He was the MC. I could live with that. But geez, you don't have to have them both side by side on stage. But like I said, it is what it was, and it just torqued me. So have a good show.
Oh, I appreciate the call, Jeff. Thank you for being a first time caller, long time listener. We love it. Ben in Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. My point that I was going to make is I've always thought this. I never really understood it. How the left, and I'm sure you'll agree with this, they say we love immigrants. Would you not agree? They everything the left will do for their immigration policy is supposedly to help immigrants. But there's a big group of immigrants they're undermining, every time they make one of these policies like sanctuary cities, and that's the people who legally did it and climbed the ladder the hard way. They didn't take the easy way because they love this country enough to pay their taxes, you know, to pay into Social Security, Medicare, all of that. And they didn't take the easy road being addressed. And I think it's very disrespectful of a lot of these liberal politicians to make these laws protecting people that didn't put in that extra effort and show they love America.
Great point, Ben. I appreciate your call very much and the way you've obviously thought about this, too. Bob in Minot, Bob in Grafton coming up. Texter says, hey, I was at the rodeo. Kevin was attending the biggest rodeo in North Dakota as a guest of the sponsor that night. Got introduced to 5,000 fans. So I think I don't know whether or not there were invites to the others, but the question was, why was Congressman Kramer not there? Well, that sounds like that's why. At the rodeo. With a lot of fans. That's okay, too. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Give us a call, 258-0550, 258-0550. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, royalty owners, listen up here. Mark your calendars, June 28th, 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, the 6th Annual Oil and Gas Mineral Owners Convention. It's brought to you by the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Chapter. It's just $125 for non-members, $100 for members, spouses only $50 with an early bird rate. Hotel rates at the Ramcota, just $99 for the group rate. But hurry, these rates won't last long. As always, the presentations will offer important information on what is happening in North Dakota that will affect you, mineral owners. Sessions on recent North Dakota mineral ownership issues, understanding income and expense on the royalty statements, and new this year, the Mineral Management 101 class, free to the public Thursday morning before the start of the convention. Pre-registration is required. Mark your calendars June 28th and 29th, Bismarck, North Dakota, or call 800-558-0557, 800-558-0557, online at narrow-us.org. Hurry for early bird rates.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Today on the program, SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great resource. We have an 800-plus year supply of economically recoverable coal. And if you look what lignite does for our bottom line, affordable, reliable energy, That is such good news. It's unbelievable. Now, what is the biggest threat to that? Well, the biggest threat to that would be none other than, again, almost goes back to this debate we're talking about right now, of facts related to the situation at the border versus, you know, the reality of it and because the story that can be told that, you know, is a political one versus the facts is unbelievable. It really is. Now, here's where that all goes wrong. When you're armed with facts, and number one, you need to know that this is a great thing for North Dakota. I mean, 15,000 good paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. And of course, it's clean. It's clean. Beautiful coal. The history of clean, beautiful coal, a little story available at the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check that out. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Bob in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, say, Todd, I'm kind of interested in the fact that when did we get away from talking about the rule of law? If I speed down Broadway, does that mean that I don't really have to abide by that? When we talk about illegal, I believe, as I recall in English and where I studied all of these kind of things many years ago, illegal meant that you were against the law. And for some reason or another, we get away from the fact that this is an illegal thing. And while I'm on that, I would like to have just one more second to point out, yesterday you had a gentleman from Minnesota call in, and he called you a lot of different things, but one of them was he brought religion into the discussion, and he called you some names, different things like this. I was also listening on the TV a little bit last night when Blumenthal out and out called the President of the United States an out and out liar. Why is it legal for Democrats to call a Republican a name, but it's never okay if we wind up saying something derogatory about another person? And I could probably go on with a couple of different people that I've got my own pet things about, but that's,
well, there's a complete double standard there, Bob. Complete double standard. There's no doubt about it. The easiest way for it to fall apart is just be wise to it, and you are. So that helps absolutely. That's what I'm trying to do on what's going on with this debate. This debate isn't about the border and separating kids or any of that. It's about a political blunt force instrument against the president. That's what it is.
You're a good man. You're honest, and I find you to be totally believable in everything that I've been able to. Of course, I'm, again, here we go, I'm a conservative, but I would sure, in my conservative view, if there was something worthwhile to listen to from the other side, I'd be willing to listen and have them give their point of view. If they could convince me otherwise, I'd do it. But I find that so many of the people that we're talking about today, if it's anything to do with Trump or a conservative position, the first thing you wind up being is a non-Christian or a liar.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're just really wrong.
There's a viciousness there. There absolutely is, Bob. You know, why can't we just say, well, I disagree, but no. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Very kind of you. Bob and Grafton wants to talk immigration. Let me inform our discussion with a little bit of what Kirstjen Nielsen said. She is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary in an epic, discussion before the White House press corps yesterday. This was really good. A few facts in here that you need to know in all of this debate. Listen to this.
So let's just start with a few numbers and facts. So in the last 3 months, we have seen illegal immigration on our southern border exceed 50,000 people each month, multiples over each month last year. Since this time last year, there has been a 325% increase in unaccompanied alien children and a 435% increase in family units entering the country illegally. Over the last 10 years, there has been a 1,700% increase in asylum claims, resulting in asylum backlog today in our country of 600,000 cases. Since 2013, the United States has admitted more than 500,000 illegal immigrant minors and family units from Central America, most of whom today are at large in the United States. At the same time, large criminal organizations such as MS-13 have violated our borders and gained a deadly foothold within the United States. This entire crisis, just to be clear, is not new. It's been occurring and expanded over many decades, but currently it is the exclusive product of loopholes in our federal immigration laws that prevent illegal immigrant minors and family members from being detained and removed to their home countries. In other words, these loopholes create a functionally open border. Apprehension without detention and removal is not border security. We have repeatedly called on Congress to close these loopholes. I myself have met with as many members have been willing to meet with me. I've testified 7 times. I will continue to make myself available to ask that they work with us to solve this crisis. Yet the voices most loudly criticizing the enforcement of our current laws are those whose policies created this crisis and whose policies perpetrate it. In particular, we need to reform 3 major loopholes. Let me quickly walk you through them.
Okay, we don't have time to go through all of them, but her point is this. This is what they want. This is what they want. The reason they're screaming right now is because they want the open border. This is a functionally open border. She's exactly right. Exactly right. She also said in that, of the 12,000 children in the custody of HHS right now, 10,000 came across without a parent. So, again, they're using this politically. Makes you crazy. I thought you might like some of those facts. Bob, what's on your mind?
You're right, Scott. It absolutely is political. Look, just a minute, 30 seconds here. Let me get something off my chest. Look, don't anybody fall for this deception coming from the progressive radical left about the kids. Them caring about the kids. They don't give 2 rips about the kids. I love how Hillary made a comment stating, quote, seeing a nursing baby being ripped out of the arms of a mother. But they don't say 2 words about a baby being ripped out of a womb of a mother because it's the mother's choice. And the other thing I wanted to say is, the level of hypocrisy from the left is at a nauseating level at this point. They know, you see, it's psychological. They know that the majority of conservatives have a moral and a humanitarian standard that we like. And so they know we know that, but they don't care. But they know we care. So that's why they're using this as a political.
You couldn't be more right, Bob. You're absolutely right. Up against the clock here. Somebody wanted those 3 loopholes. I'll summarize those quickly before our conversation with Kenny Grainer. Next on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
For a second day, Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is on Capitol Hill answering lawmaker questions about his report, which finds the FBI mishandled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Republican Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Bob Goodlatte opening the hearing moments ago.
Why should Americans care about what we're talking about here today? Because our Constitution guarantees equality under the law. But as the IG report describes, DOJ and FBI did not treat Mrs. Clinton like any other criminal suspect and did not follow standard investigative procedures in exonerating her.
A group of Amazon shareholders urging the CEO, Jeff Bezos, to stop pitching the company's facial recognition tool to law enforcement agencies, saying it could ultimately violate civil and human rights. This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream to optimize it up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
USA is going to be our home on Tuesday for the 4th of July weekend. So we're going to kick things off. Of course, the 4th of July this year is on a Wednesday. So Tuesday, the 3rd of July, will be at PetroServe USA. Now, this is the Valley City location, exit 292. They have a grill in there that's unbelievable. So it is the stop no matter what you're hungry for, no matter what you need. I mean, it is the nicest convenience stop in North Dakota, bar none. It really is. It's incredible. And my personal favorite is the burgers. They have a grill there, and they hand patty the fresh beef that comes from Valley Meats, a famous, hamburger there in Valley City. And I tell you what, they're so good you can't even believe it. Cheese and the caramelized onion and the homemade bun, and they toast it a little bit. Oh, it's just so darn good. You can't even believe it. So we'll see you there on Tuesday, July the 2nd for 4th of July weekend. But don't be afraid to stop in anytime at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel great. Exit 292 off of I-94 is when we'll be there. Okay, so before the break, we were playing a clip from Kirstjen Nielsen, who is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and she talked about three major loopholes that need to be reformed. One is amending the 2008 Trafficking Victims Prevention Reauthorization Act. The law encourages families to put children in the hands of smugglers to bring them alone on this dangerous trek northward. Make no mistake, we've talked about this before. A trek is dangerous and deadly. Not a good deal. Second, reform the asylum laws and the abuse that happens of the asylum system and stop fraud. Right now, she says the asylum system fails to assist asylum seekers who legitimately need it. And so she's saying we're obviously a country of compassion and heart, but we got to fix the system so those who truly need asylum can in fact receive it. And third is the Flores Settlement Agreement. Recent expansions would allow for family detention during the removal process. We need Congress to fully fund our ability to hold families together through the immigration process. And until these loopholes are closed by Congress, it's not possible as a matter of law to detain and remove whole family units who arrive illegally in the United States. Congress and the courts created the problem. Congress alone can fix it. So those are the three things. So again, anybody that is using this as a political tool, paging Heidi Heitkamp ought to be talking about these reforms, ought to be talking about let's get people that agree in a room and figure this out. Because right now it looks to me like you have de facto open borders without the policy as it's now being enforced. Got to fix it. Got to fix it. Incredible information, I believe. So hopefully that helps you as well. All right. Let's see. Kenny Grainer is here. So we're going to continue our conversation about tariff, negotiations, trade negotiations, where this is at. There was a number of North Dakota ag leaders that were at the White House on Friday at the invite of Congressman Kevin Cramer. He met with the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, and the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. One of those individuals in the room joining us today. We had folks on Friday join us Monday and today as well, because we want to get the latest on this story, is Kenny Grainer. Kenny, thanks for joining us. How are you?
You bet. Thanks, Scott, and good morning.
Good morning to you. So tell me a little bit about your, you went in there thinking one way. You came out of there thinking the same or different?
Definitely came out of there thinking very impressed. We're with the administration when it comes to renegotiations. And, you know, I can't thank Congressman Cramer enough for giving me the opportunity to be in that meeting, to be at the table, because this is a time where we need to get trade right.
So the current situation with most recently, a threat of additional tariffs. So we had, $50 million on $50 million on technology products in a tariff announced by the president last week on China. They then said, we'll match you to 50. And he said, okay, we'll get you a couple hundred million back. So there are some, massive tariff debates going on back and forth. Prior to that, China was saying, as much as you can grow, we'll take as many egg products as we can, as you can give us. So as you watch this, what do you see happen?
Well, it was interesting because Secretary Ross pretty much spelled it out. China, they've probably got 50 products that they can slap tariffs on us, but he assured us that, we have over 250. And it was interesting listening to the secretary and how he explained the whole process and how we got to where we are. But we do have the leverage. We do have that opportunity. And are we going to wait another 10 years when we have an opportunity right now to get this set straight? So we were definitely impressed. And when on all these trade deals, Scott, I've spent 15 years going to Washington, D.C., and sitting down in front of our legislators in the United States Trade Association and explaining to everybody on how bad these trade deals are affecting me as a cattle producer. And it was like a breath of fresh air sitting down and listening to Secretary Wilbur Ross on how his policy, the Trump administration's policy on trade, lines up with the independent cattle producers across this country. And I just can't say enough. We can't wait any longer. We have producers that have started to exit our industry last year, and this year we're seeing it. And we need to bring profitability back to the cattle industry. And this is, in my mind, our last chance to get it right.
You sent me some data from the USDA. On the livestock side, talk a little bit. Summarize that for the audience a little bit here as to imports and exports and the current situation that you're saying needs to be fixed.
Sure. Under NAFTA, it seems like our old trade associations are wanting to settle this and get it done right away, but we're wanting to take that time. Clearly, NAFTA has been a deficit for us. I mean, when you look at the imports versus exports, and I agree that exports have raised since the inception, but the whole story's not being told. When you take a look at what the imports are from Canada and Mexico in live cattle and in beef, currently we're running a deficit in the billions. Now, short and simple, if you've got $1,200 in your checking account, you can't continue to write checks for 2,000. So what we're looking for is those safeguards be put in place. Because, Scott, we are so close. We are so close to becoming 100% efficient on production and beef in this country. this is our opportunity. And when we talk about food safety and getting the highest quality of beef to our consumer, this is our shot at getting to that point. I would like to be in the position to have too much beef and we have to export, but we are so close. And those numbers that on those charts that I sent to you clearly shows that if we could increase our domestic cow herd by 5%, we could be 100% efficient, deliver the highest quality beef and the highest quality beef to our consumers here in the U.S.
So the strategy, you know, others have talked about sort of, you know, finding it interesting to get inside the strategy a little bit. The strategy in your mind is this imbalance in trade is what they're trying to end.
Yeah.
I mean, the president often talks about reciprocity, you know, in that way, basically on the tariffs and on the trade numbers. Is that the takeaway?
Yes. Yep. I mean, you know, at the end of the meeting, I felt so humbled coming out of there that this administration has got it right. And when we came out of the meeting, visited with Congressman Kramer, and he said, you know, these people are not hearing what the story you told. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. He said, the Secretary of Commerce needed to hear what you had to say because that message is not getting sent to them. It's all about hurry up and get a quick fix on NAFTA. Please do no harm. But yet, when you go inside the numbers and you really look at it, now, there's going to be some that are going to say, well, we can't produce enough beef in this country. That's true. Right now, we're so close. Shouldn't we be trying to raise the income for our cattle producers out here? Don't continue to lose them.
Do you, any particular overarching message that is, you know, you've talked a little bit about the message isn't getting out. And obviously, there's a different message out there. Where is the message that's out there most wrong? I mean, based on what you learned from being, you know, inside the sort of strategy here a little bit, what is the most prevalent disinformation out there?
Well, there's not something that's misinformation. It's just that those that are giving only the one side of the numbers, and they're only talking about the exports. You know, it's not telling the whole story is what's not getting out, you know, when it comes to cattle and beef in this country. You know, you can't just sit there and say, well, trade has been good, exports are up, and I agree, they are. Our exports into Canada and Mexico are up, going, you know, since the life of NAFTA. But let's not leave out the most important factor here. We're importing more than what we're exporting. And that allows the packing industry to control the market here in the U.S. and to suppress it.
Question from Gene in Valley City, or a comment, I guess, for Kenny. Go ahead, Gene. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin, or the guy that's speaking on the cattle thing. Glad
Kenny,
to hear you talking about this stuff. At these trade talks, was country of origin labeling mentioned?
Yes. I had the opportunity at the end of the meeting, and I thanked the administration for the talks about rules of origin, and I specifically asked the secretary, are you doing all that you can to rewrite country of origin labeling into the renegotiations of NAFTA? And he looked over at me and he says, yes, we are working extremely hard to do that.
Wow, okay, great. You mentioned about our beef production. We have not met domestic beef production since the 1950s. And this spring, the National Cattle and Beef Association guy at the Winter Show was explaining the largest beef importer in the world is the USA.
That is correct.
Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. We're up against the clock here, so we need to take a break. We'll finish with Kenny Graner on the other side. Any other questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
when a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going
to
feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Before the top of the hour, last segment on the Tuesday edition of the program. This really went quick, which means we're tackling all kinds of topics, and we are. I mean, we have Donald Trump here a week from tomorrow in Fargo, North Dakota. I mentioned earlier a scoop that we have, and that is that there are requests for more tickets than there are seats right now. Don't be too alarmed. Because evidently they have a formula that they've not yet met, that once they get to that formula that says, you know, certain percentage of people ask for tickets but don't go, and I don't know how often that's going to happen in North Dakota, but anyway, it's a formula they use. Then they won't sell tickets anymore, or they're not selling them, they're giving the tickets away. So if you want to see Donald Trump on Wednesday the 27th, and you're sort of saying, can I go, can I not, am I, you know, decide. And if you can go, get your tickets, okay? You can go to our websites, KFIRE, AM 1100, The Flag, and the link is right there. Also on our Facebook page, get tickets, okay? You need to get tickets. Gotta tell you, that's the big thing. Okay, so we continue our conversation now with Kenny Grainer. Kenny was among the individuals, ag leaders, farmers that were ranchers that were at the White House with Congressman Kevin Cramer, Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross last week. Here's a question for you from Antler, North Dakota, where we will be soon on July 10th for the Bottineau and Renville County Farm Bureau membership drive, their big annual dinner. It's a neat little Q&A they do at the park in Antler. It is so fun, and you know, you can come and ask questions about anything, bring your issues, and in a grand old time. We've been up there before, really looking forward to it very much. So that is July 10th. Put that on your calendar. I'll be telling you more about it as we get closer to it. Gabe, go ahead. Your question for Kenny.
Yeah, it's more of a point rather than a question. What Kenny tends to leave out in these conversations is that the number one consumer demanded cut of beef is the grind, the hamburger. And even if we were to increase our domestic cow herd by 5%, we still could not meet the domestic consumer demand for grind without doing one of two things. Either taking higher value cuts, such as roast, that the producer gets a higher value for what he produces from, and add them to the grind, which increases the cost of grind to the consumer, or importing cattle. So we have a choice. We can either import specific types of cattle to meet what our consumers are demanding, or we can leave the import thing off the table and have to increase the cost of the product that we're providing that the consumers are demanding most. When we're competing against pork and chicken, lower value cuts of protein, our number one segment to the consumer's plate, the grind, the hamburger, if we increase that cost, we're going to lose a percentage of the consumer choice to buy beef when they have other cheaper protein options in chicken and pork.
Well, let's let Kenny weigh in on your point here, Gabe. Go ahead, Kenny.
Gabe, I disagree with that. One thing that happened with our BSE case is, of course, Canada was shut off to import to the U.S., and we lost all of our export markets. And the interesting thing that happened in 2004 is beef consumption per capita went up. Now, with the limiting amount of imports coming into the U.S., there's no doubt we were using the roasts, like you were saying, the select cuts. We were able then to provide a higher quality grind to the consumers, and the eating experience went up.
But it comes down to economics, Kenny. As a result of BSE, you know as well as I do that the value that we as producers received for those products was lost dramatically because of our loss of exports. And so we had a lower cost, our roast were a lower cost as a percentage of what we produce. And in order to remove this glut of meat that we had at that time, we had to grind that and we had to move that. And as a result, that brought the value of what we as producers received down during that time frame.
I disagree.
And that's what's going to happen again if we have to. The consumer, it's economics is what drives the consumer's choice.
I disagree.
And so they can either buy chicken and pork, which is substantially less than beef, or they can go and pay more for hamburger. What do you think that consumer is going to do?
Gabe, thanks for the call. We're short on time here, Kenny, so I want to give you a quick chance just to, I don't know if you want to address any more of Gabe's point or just give a final point here on your visit to the White House and where we go from here.
Well, I disagree with Gabe, and Gabe and I disagree a lot, and he has the right to disagree. But when I look at what I was making in those years, my income was going up when that was happening. Now, the consumers never left the meat shelf. I mean, we clearly saw that going all the way up into 14 until we saw the turn in the market. And Gabe has every right to disagree with me, but I see it otherwise just by looking at my income tax form.
Very interesting. Well, keep at it, Kenny. I'm glad you were there along with the others. And, you know, it makes a world of difference when you're looking somebody in the middle of the eye that's doing the negotiations so they know firsthand how things are going here. And you had a great chance to do that. So appreciate that very much. And stay in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Scott. And thanks, Kevin Kramer, for this awesome opportunity of a lifetime.
Sounds great. All right, folks. See you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.